Good morning. This update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe for everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and here is a look at your latest news stories. Early this morning, northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County were closed due to a potential road rage shooting. The closure spanned from the Holland Road M46 interchange to the southern I-675 interchange. Google Maps indicate that the closure extends further south to Dixie Highway in Bridgeport Township. Details are still vague, but authorities confirmed a potential shooting incident to ABC 12 TV. Speculation circulating on social media platforms such as Facebook suggests that Saginaw County Dispatch had received reports of a male individual found bleeding, unconscious, and lacking a pulse with a bullet hole in his car door. The incident is under investigation as a possible case of road rage shooting. Michigan State Police, 3rd District, have initiated an investigation into the matter as released via their X platform, which is formerly known as Twitter, at about 7 o'clock in the morning today. McKenzie Health System is hosting a free Healthy Living Together series of informational programs. Online registration for the free event is available at this website, mckenziehealth.org/healthylivingtogether. That is available on thumbnet.net. In fact, all of the upcoming information I'm going to give you in a moment is also on thumbnet.net in case you miss anything here. Sessions are from noon to 1 p.m. The programs can be viewed via Zoom, or you can call in using your smartphone. Healthy Living Together events are also recorded and shared through McKenzie Health System's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Now, June 17th is in person. It's going to be held at Diamond Trail, Sandusky. Exercise and Tai Chi for seniors, Sandra Martin Adams, Senior Services, McKenzie Health System. And then July the 17th is Message of Hope, Recovery from Substance Abuse Disorder and Mental Health Challenges. August 21st, Preparing for Back to School with Leanne Kerr, Peck Elementary Principal, Title I Coordinator, and Curriculum Director. Six men face Curriculum Director. There we go. Six men face charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million here in Michigan. Yesterday, the state attorney general's office said the men were part of a criminal organization. They also say the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage, parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise using a computer to commit a crime while receiving and hiding stolen vehicles. Police recovered several stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, and thousands of dollars in cash, along with 9 firearms. The Attorney General's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. And we'll be right back on Thumb Broadcasting with more news.
Popham Flooring, your destination for stunning tile and ceramic flooring. Discover a world of possibilities with Popham's vast selection from traditional to contemporary and even modern styles. They have it all. Create the space of your dreams with Popham's incredible variety of colors, styles, and shapes. Your imagination is the limit. Experience the beauty and durability of Popham's tile and ceramic flooring. It's not just flooring, it's a statement. Popham Flooring will assist you in finding the perfect tile or ceramic solution for your home. Elevate your space with Popham Flooring. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring's showroom and turn your vision into reality. Popham Flooring, where style and quality come together.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
Several thunderstorms have hit southeastern Texas for the second time this month, and Houston's mayor says at least four people are dead. People have also experienced windows blown out of high-rise buildings, downed trees, and power outages for more than 900,000 customers in the Houston area at the height of the storms, which also moved into neighboring Louisiana, leaving more than 215,000 customers there without power. The storm system moved through swiftly yesterday, but flood watches and warnings remain in effect today for Houston and areas to the east, including eastern Louisiana into central Alabama. Heavy storms slammed the Houston region during the first week of this month, leading to several high water rescues. And lastly, Paul McCartney is now a billionaire Beatle. The annual Sunday Times Rich List says McCartney is the first British musician to be worth £1 billion. That would work out to be $1.27 billion USD. The list released today calculates the wealth of the 81-year-old musician, and his wife, Nancy, has grown by £50 million since last year. That is all due to McCartney's 2023 Got Back tour, the rising value of his back catalog, and then Beyoncé's cover of the Beatles' Blackbird on her Cowboy Carter album. McCartney ranks 165th overall on the newspaper's list. Top spot, though, goes to Hinduja group owner Gopi Hinduja and his family, worth an estimated £37 billion. King Charles III ranks 258th with an estimated wealth of £610 million. Your news update was brought to you by Popham Flooring. Across from McLaren Thumb Region and Bad Axe for everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Once again, that's Popham Flooring. They are just west of Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.